Catholic faithful pay respects to Pope Francis as his tomb opens to the public. By Breitbart London on April 27, 2025. Vatican City, AP, Roman Catholic faithful began visiting the tomb of Pope Francis on Sunday, filing past the simple white tomb in St. Mary Major Basilica a day after he was bade farewell by the powerful of the world in a crowd of hundreds of thousands. A single white rose was placed on the tomb that said Franciscus, the Pope's name in Latin. A light cast its warm glow over the tomb and a reproduction of the late pontiff's spectral cross on the wall above it. People filed past, many crossing themselves or snapping photos with their phones. Ushers urged them to keep moving to accommodate the thousands who flocked to the Rome Basilica to see the tomb, forming a long line outside. "Pope Francis for me was an inspiration, a guide," said Elias Caravalho. Caravalho lives in Rome but was unable to pay his respects to Francis when the body was lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica after his death on Easter Monday at the age of 88. He said he visited the tomb to thank him for what he has done. The tomb was opened on the second of 9 days of official mourning for Francis, after which a conclave will be held to elect the next pope. Meanwhile, a special mass was held in St. Peter's Square led by Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's Secretary of State. Parolin is considered a possible contender to be the next pope due to his prominence in the Catholic hierarchy. No date has yet been set for the conclave, but it must start by May 10. Cardinals who travel to Rome for Francis' funeral will be meeting regularly this week ahead of the conclave as they start to chart a way forward for the 1.4 billion strong Catholic Church. Pope Francis chose his place of burial in St. Mary Major Basilica, near an icon of the Madonna that he revered, because it reflects his humble, simple and essential life, the archbishop who administers the basilica said Friday. "It's unbelievable that he's no more with us," said Susmita Murphy, who visited the bomb during a visit to Rome from her home in India. "It's sad that we don't get popes like this very often." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.